Thank you and good Saturday, everyone, and welcome into the Bonesville pregame podcast. Al Might, joined by Kevin Monroe of the Pirate Sports Network, and Kevin offers his insights based on his career as an East Carolina player in the secondary. And Kevin, we were in Tulsa last week. We're getting ready, of course, to take on a Southern Methodist at noon today, Dowdy Ficklin Stadium. But Tulsa last Saturday night, Philip Nelson was not 100% physically. It affected his practice time in preparation for the game. Tulsa got out to a 14-0 lead. East Carolina playing catch up. And eventually the Pirates turned to Gardner Minshew at quarterback. Zay Jones had another big game, and he pursues the collegiate record held by Justin Hardy for career catches. He set the single-season record for the American Conference in East Carolina last week at Tulsa. But, Kevin, share some thoughts on the game with the Golden Hurricane. I came away with the impression that that's a pretty good team.
You know what, Al? I completely agree with you. I think this Tulsa team, you know, coming in was 6-2 and already bowl eligible, and they just look like, you know, they had their wits about them. They're coached by a smart young coach, and they're very athletic, especially in their skill positions. And they just had that two-headed monster at running back that just was relentless. I mean, they came in as two of the top few rushers in the conference at over about 115 yards a game, each of them. And they both had around a 180 against the Pirates, and they just never let up. And in the beginning of the game, I felt like the Pirates did a decent job of slowing them down. But as the game went on, that offensive line started to open up more and more holes, and they would just break big runs every now and then. And so, between that and Evans at quarterback playing pretty well, it's just offensively that I think the Pirates are just outmatched. Probably, you know, if not the best team the Pirates have played, maybe second best to Virginia Tech all season long. So that was tough for them. And then, you know, offensively for the Pirates, as you mentioned, the run game, they just kind of went away from it. I thought that James Summers was running fairly well early on. He was averaging more than 4 yards a carry. But after the Pirates got behind by couple touchdowns, they had to kind of do something different. So the run game wasn't there. They had to start to pass the ball almost every down. And Zay Jones, as you mentioned, big day, you know, over 200 yards receiving. And one thing with Zay is that he's always going to get a lot of catches, doesn't always get a ton of yards because they usually have to get the ball to him quickly. But something about this past week, he was getting downfield, had two long catches. And that was big for the Pirates to be able to get him open down the field. And so we talked about Philip Nelson, just something about him in the first half. He was hesitating. He seemed a bit gun-shy, and he's never had a problem with that. And so, you know, coach makes a decision to pull him and put in Gardner Minshew. And thank goodness Gardner was up for the task, because he came in and played the best game I've seen him play as a Pirate. He was very, very impressive. And the best thing about what he did was he was able to use his feet to get outside the pocket and throw the ball downfield or complete passes, where I felt like Philip Nelson, as they started to blitz him and the pocket would close, he just took a couple sacks that maybe he could have avoided had he been playing a little bit better. So good to see Gardner get in and play some decent football. But overall, outmatched all game long, played hard, just not enough to beat Tulsa.
Well, Coach Montgomery said that Phil Nelson did not have the normal rhythm of a practice week going into the game. He really only, I think, worked out on Friday, and that's normally a light walkthrough type of day. And so maybe that affected his performance. And like you say, it just didn't appear like he had his normal confidence and performance against the Golden Hurricane. Another factor we talked about, Kevin, was Tulsa had lost six straight games in that series, and they had something to play for. They're playing at Navy today for the West Division lead, so they're thinking in terms of a conference championship. So they had a lot of motivation besides that run-pass balance and being a very good football team, and that combination ultimately proved effective in a 49-24 win last week. The quarterback situation this week, I understand that Phil Nelson has been in practice this week, taking the snaps as the number one quarterback. Gardner has gotten his snaps as the backup in preparation in terms of the distribution of reps going into the game today with Southern Methodist. Kevin, you look at the Mustangs, and they are just an up-and-down team. And I don't know all the circumstances, of course, but 38-16 win over Houston. I think the Cougars were nationally ranked at the time. 38-16 win over Houston. And then last week, a 51-7 loss to Memphis. And Coach Montgomery said young teams are often troubled by inconsistency. He can identify with that situation to a degree himself. But who knows, you know, what will present itself from the SMU standpoint this afternoon.
Well, you know what? It's interesting. I think this SMU team is a good team. They've had a very tough schedule. When you talk about the Pirates having a tough schedule, this SMU team has played a tough one as well. I mean, they start the season off at North Texas, and North Texas isn't any kind of a shoe-in win. They had to fight for that one, win 34-21. Then they go on the road to Baylor. You know, they have a fairly easy game against Liberty. Then they have to play TCU, then at Temple, then at Tulsa, then Houston. I mean, can you imagine playing Temple, Tulsa, and Houston in three back-to-back games? So they've had a tough schedule. I can understand, you know, 4-5 doesn't look great, but the Memphis game is a head-scratcher. You know, that's not one where it's not like Memphis is one of the top teams in the West. So for them to step up and just beat them that badly, you just wonder maybe what went on. And it almost looked like SMU just kind of packed it in at some point and decided they were going to not worry about that game and look ahead to next week, because it just kind of got away from them in a hurry. So it'll be interesting to see what Chad Morris's team does today here against the Pirates, because they're a much better team than that Memphis point total shows from last week.
They were kind of up and down in the game with the Pirates last year, Kevin. 23-7 lead in Dallas. And then East Carolina scored the last 42 points of the game unanswered, and a 49-23 win for East Carolina. So the inconsistency dates back to last year to an extent. Of course, you got to credit the effort by East Carolina in that outcome as well. Kevin, the seniors on this year's team, and Zay Jones probably has the highest profile. It's a must-win situation today in terms of keeping the bowl hopes alive.
I talked to Coach Montgomery about that on Thursday, just saying, you know, you're at a situation now where you still have the opportunity to become bowl eligible if you win out. You know, what's the conversation like with these guys, and how do you continue to keep them motivated? And is that bowl game the, you know, what kind of keeps them going? And he just kind of said, listen, they had a tough year last year. They know what this is like, but it's a mature group. You know, guys like James Summers and Zay Jones, they know the deal. They know what it takes to get to a bowl game. They also know what it looks like to miss one. And he said he didn't have to motivate those guys. They're ready to play. They're ready to go hard. And he knows what to expect from them. It's the younger guys that he's got to get up to their level to kind of help pull them through. So it'll be interesting to see how they react today. And it's been kind of up and down all year long. I thought the Cincinnati game, they played pretty well, but didn't know how to finish. You know, and then they have a great one against UConn, and you kind of feel like they kind of got it all going in the right direction, got it going. And then they kind of don't play as well against Tulsa. And obviously Tulsa was a good team, but you just didn't feel like they built on that momentum, especially with their back to the wall like they have been over the last several weeks. So you're right. Today's game is a must win. It's a team that you can beat. No question. It's a team that you got at home, which is big because the Pirates, I think, are 3-1 at home this year. So they've played really well in their opportunities at Daddy Finkel Stadium for the most part. So we'll see. We'll see if they're up for the challenge. I don't think it's the seniors that we necessarily have to worry about. It's those younger guys that Coach Montgomery is trying to bring along as quick as possible.
Good point, Kevin. And Kevin, the Bonesville tradition, Kevin's keys to the game. Let's talk about what it's going to take to get a victory this afternoon.
Yeah, you mentioned that Coach Montgomery talked about the running game, and I think that's so true. I think it's so important. I think part of what hurt them last week was getting away from that running game. I think James Summers looks great at the running back position. In each of his last three or four games, he's averaged over 4 yards a carry. He's starting to get a knack for it. He looks like a running back now, not just a quarterback playing running back. So you got to go to that run game. Go to that run game early and often. Defensively, you can't give up the big play. And we talk about it week in and week out, but every week it seems like there's a big running play, a big pass play, something that hurts the Pirates. They've got to minimize those big plays. And then lastly, on special teams, they gotta find a way to make something happen. You know, Chris Love, for the first time, I felt like attacked in the kickoff return game last week, had a couple decent returns, one nice return. And I feel like they need some more of that. I think Quay Johnson actually had a punt return for a few yards where, and not just a fair catch. So whether it's in the return game, in the punt block game, field goal block game, something needs to happen, that can change the sway of the ball game. So in the special teams, they need to make something happen. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do there. But offensively, get the running game going. Defensively, don't give up the big play. And special teams, make something happen.
Okay. Momentum swings can be even more pronounced at home, I think, Kevin. So we'll look for that big play in special teams that you're talking about. And hopefully we can put a coat of paint, a purple paint coat, on this game this afternoon.
It'd be nice. I think the Pirate fans have been pretty happy in Daddy Ficklin Stadium, and we'd like to keep it that way and try to build some momentum going into next week's game.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
All right, Al. I'll talk to you soon.
It's your ship, Daddy Pirates!